Stress may feel like a constant and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
WRCT Radio Calendar. Here's what's going on around town.
Time for the radio and music calendars here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT and the radio calendar. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. At 820 Liberty Gallery, Exploration of Color 2.0, a retrospective of works by Joanne Bates. Explorations of Color 2.0 is a series of mixed media prints with textual statements that represent the culmination of Joanne Bates' life experiences. With a lens placed on the injustices experienced by young African Americans, Joanne's constant exploration of manipulation of print material speaks to the value process that affects collective and individual transformation. On display now through April 30th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information about the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust events, visit trustarts.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norwood, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Asthma affects 25 million people nationwide, and every day 10 people die with it, with African-American women and children being most at risk. Early warning signs include coughing, especially at night, or with exercise and wheezing. Almost all asthma can be effectively managed with a good action plan. So talk with your doctor today, and for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Tell me you tried. ashes, there's nothing else left to burn.
Take me all apart. Oh, are those kisses? like a new romance. As soon as I blink, I then knock and at my door. I love those bag of tricks and they keep me wanting more. All I want is those magic kisses is all that I need. All I want is those magic kisses is all that I need. That I need.
do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you plan the thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can someday be a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. To be able to stop when you plan a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. What a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is real. Something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. I know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can.
I'm more to me than what you see here. There's more behind these eyes. What these eyes have seen can't be unseen, dear. What these eyes have seen made me cry. I've seen my father die before me. I saw a brother do the same. Girl I loved died and left me hurting, and the world still turned the same. Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, but not exactly how I would like. Some children never suffer, why some bastards never do. How many more wars before there's nothing? Why can't we find the final truth? Don't know why I was left here to ponder why I ponder why. I know someday I'll find the answer, why I ponder why I ponder why, to ponder why I ponder why. why I ponder, why I ponder, why.
You'll run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. What force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Forever. prairies, built the cities where they trade, dug the mines, built the workshops, endless miles of railroad laid. Now we stand outcast and starving amidst the wonders we have made, but the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn, but without a brain and muscle, not a single wheel would turn. We'll break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. Placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We'll bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, when the union makes us strong. Solidarity forever, solidarity forever, solidarity forever, for the union makes us strong. Forever, for the union makes us strong.
Pittsburgh. This is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm the village idiot. I don't have anything to do with this pathetic little opera. I just got life passing through.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me, there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. Cry. You're the one that's in my heart.
their souls redeemed. It's a quarter past midday, but there's still time to make conversation in the checkout line. Maybe it's a sign that we're can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crush orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about good times past, 'cause they couldn't last. And all the glory got faded fast, like the midday sun. Well, that's everything to be fair, but your love don't seem to care. And I know it will still be there once the day. We'll be right back.
away. My darling's flown and she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling, that's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my shadows creep, I just weep all night. I know, you know how much I'd miss you if ever.
should find. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
We're in decline, but I don't can still get down. We'll throw a cemetery rave and dance like fiends, drinking crushed orange soda with the Romany queen who made such a scene back in 1915. But I don't care about
she's gone to stay. All I got now is yesterday, and I don't know what to do. Well, I guess I'll go downtown and see just what downtown can do for me. Maybe set my lonesome free, or maybe let me go. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Well, I wonder how long it can go on, how long I'll sing the same old song. I wonder which one done us wrong, which one forgot to try. I loved her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye. Mm-hmm. her true, and I told her so. I asked her to, and she told me no. She said she had somewhere to go, and then she said goodbye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
We're going to start today with the Supreme Court and more news of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's undisclosed freebies from wealthy pals, as Rolling Stone is calling them. There's really three stories here, and we're going to talk about all three. There's the specifics about what's happening with Clarence Thomas. There are the broader questions of what should be done, if anything, with the Supreme Court. And then there is the question of more broadly, what about 2024, now that we know the havoc that 2016's presidential election has had on the Supreme Court and as a result on the country? Let's start with the specifics of Clarence Thomas. Rolling Stone reports, investigation uncovers more of Clarence Thomas's undisclosed freebies from wealthy pals. The Supreme Court justice's rich friends at the Horatio Alger Association have showered him with benefits, including lavish vacations and funds for a fawning documentary about his life. This is no longer the exception to what's going on. We now have so many examples of this, including, of course, Harlan Crow and what we learned some months ago, I believe it was. But now we have even more. Look at some of the details. Clarence Thomas's connections to wealthy and expensive vacations run deeper than billionaire businessman and Nazi enthusiast Harlan Crow. The New York Times reports that Thomas has milked relationships with the rich he made through the Horatio Alger Association of Distinguished Americans. Because of their Horatio Alger connections, Thomas and his spouse, Virginia, have been invited to join luxurious vacations and parties in addition to getting VIP access to sports events. Thomas also rubbed elbows with the likes of Oprah Winfrey and Ed McMahon during a lavish 3-day Montana birthday party for billionaire industrialist Dennis Washington. The connections Thomas made through Horatio Alger have benefited him beyond just lavish trips. His contacts, including Washington investor David Sokol, formerly of Berkshire Hathaway, helped fund a documentary that paints Thomas in a heroic light. And it totally rewrites history on the Anita Hill confirmation hearings. And there are all sorts of other examples. The gifts include flights on private planes, cigars, clothing, et cetera, et cetera. After 2004, when the LA Times reported on his disclosures, Thomas ceased reporting to the court gifts and benefits that he received. A ProPublica investigation this year uncovered his relationship with Crow, including private jet flights, yacht trips, all of it. Crow paying tuition for Thomas's nephew, who the Thomases were raising, and it goes on and on and on. And the list is exactly what you would imagine. If you're really interested in the specific details, you can certainly read the entire reporting, but I think you sort of get the picture. So then we get to the implications and the meaning of all of this. First and foremost, we have a particular situation where between his wife, Virginia, and her involvement in the effort to overturn the 2020 election results, Thomas's lack of recusal on related matters, the ethical questions, the all of these different things. At a basic core level, we can see that the Supreme Court doesn't actually have the checks, balances, and accountability methods that it should have. This is very similar to what we saw during Trump's presidency. We learned that the checks and balances put in place by the framers of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, etc., they never accounted for someone like Trump willing to flout all of those conventions. They just didn't. And so what we saw was that we don't have a firm or rigid enough set of checks and balances to control a president like Donald Trump. We just don't have it. Similarly, we are finding that the same applies to the Supreme Court. And so do we need some kind of transparency and ethics reform on the Supreme Court? Of course we do. Ethics rules need to be strengthened. Transparency requirements need to be strengthened. There need to be clearer guidelines for recusal, stricter guidelines for disclosure of financial interests and gifts, actual limitations on the gifts and favors that you're allowed to accept, which could create a conflict of interest or the